Those industries, fertilizing, for example, and the fertilizing industry and the insecticide industry, almost everything was in bulk. There was no small unit packaging that amounted to anything. In the first place, there weren't any packages that would hold the stuff. It was dripping all over and spilling all over the place. And that's why, just mentioning and bringing up to date, the new type of package that you saw, the so-called SIFT guard, heat-sealed bottom construction, and so forth, makes it possible for insecticides to be shipped around the world in small unit packages.
When was that first developed?
Well, the SIFT guard process took about 15 years, and it was started before the war, and it was used in coffee packaging to a great extent. We had some competition in it. The Thomas M. Royal Company had their Flavortainer, and another company had a package called CardOPAC, K-A-R-D-O-P-A-K, and that's still in business. Of course, the Flavortainer is us now. For coffee, we call it Flavortainer, and for insecticides, we call it SIFT guard, because we protect any sifting. We protect against any sifting. Well, in that total picture, as I say, all the insecticides that amounted to anything were in big drums, and which we make, of course, as you know, and all kinds of other packaging. There was nothing in small unit packaging that amounted to anything. And of course, as more and more chemicals were brought into being, and very desperate combinations, very dangerous combinations, the old type bag was not suitable because it leaked and people were poisoned, or would have been poisoned. And you couldn't even mail the stuff, let alone package and ship it. Now, with the new type of packaging known as the SIFT guard, we're able, through assemblies, such as special materials inside the package, we're able to make such good packages and have them sealed so well in the packaging end, in the factory of the chemical company, that they're shipping that stuff all over the world. And with that idea in mind, of course, that has changed. Bring you up to date on your visit today, you saw a tremendous number of insecticide packages out there. Such people as Roman Haas, DuPont, the Ortho people, you know, the Chevron people. Astalfa Chemical, American Cyanamid, they're all in it now. But they weren't in it at the end of World War Number Two. There was nothing like that. So that's been a tremendous change. Mm-hmm. Now, as that has been growing,